This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
Hello and welcome to Audioscope. As part of its celebrations of its 30th anniversary, Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind have put together a book called Independence. Joe Bollard went along to the launch in Galway recently.
This year, Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind has been celebrating the 30th anniversary of its foundation. A number of events have taken place during the past year to mark this occasion. The latest of these being the launch of the book entitled Independence, written by Caroline O'Doherty with photography by Robert Doyle and Mark O'Sullivan. The title of the book, Independence, came from the mouths of those at the heart of Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind who said it time and again when asked what having a guide dog meant to them. It also captures the spirit of Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind and those who drove it from determined but difficult beginnings to the innovative and successful organisation it now is. The book introduces us to over 100 people, including guide dog owners, staff, volunteers, sponsors, advisors and supporters, who've been or who are involved with Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind. The launch of the book took place in Kenny's Bookshop in Galway. The coordinator of the event was Deirdre Keaveney, Irish Guide Dog for the Blind's representative in the West of Ireland. She commenced the proceedings by introducing the Lord Mayor of Galway, Niall O'Brolcorn.
I would obviously like to welcome everybody here today on what's a very, very special occasion indeed. Obviously we have people from various, there's lots of people from the Guide Dogs Association, a lot of volunteers here. I know there's people involved in fundraising, puppy walkers, staff and guide dog owners. I mean, obviously, I'd like to welcome a lady who I'm a very great fan of, which is Sonia O'Sullivan. She's a lady who's done us proud. She's a lady who's done us proud over many, many years, and she's been not quite 30, I think, but she's been on the scene for a long time. She's won some fantastic races and won some great medals for Ireland, and it's a great privilege, I think, to be here today with her. Launching this event, as well as the people, I'd like to welcome Eunice, Cola, Trigger, Gunnar and Galvin. Is that right? So, very important.
Niall O'Brolcorn went on to say that guide dogs was always something special to his heart. He recalled the time when his grandmother used to collect aluminium foil for the Guide Dogs Association, collecting the ring pulls from the tin cans and sending them to raise funds for the guide dogs. He continued.
Obviously, the guide dogs are going from strength to strength. I had the great honour just a number of weeks ago to welcome some people from Belvedere College in Dublin who went on a huge walk and ended up in City Hall collecting money for the guide dogs. But it is a great service to the community. And, I mean, you know, who could not love puppies like this? I mean, they're absolutely beautiful and fantastic.
Another factor that has made the book a success was the support that Irish Guide Dogs received from On Post, who are past sponsors for the book. The next speaker was Aidan O'Donnell, who is the regional retail manager of On Post in the west of Ireland. In his opening remarks, Aidan said On Post's involvement in this initiative stems back to the special anniversary stamp issued earlier this year, a very successful stamp in many ways, and its story is told in this book. He continued.
At a time of great challenge and change for On Post, our involvement with Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind has been hugely rewarding for us as a company and indeed as individuals. Those involved with the production of the book and the launch of the stamp have found it a most enriching and educational experience. Those who helped with the fundraising arrangements at the Cork and Dublin GPOs really got caught up in the exercise and took great personal interest in maximising funds and ensuring its success. Our own Ger Byrne is a marvellous fundraiser and ambassador for the Guide Dogs, and I know that former colleague and Guide Dogs board member Ben Kenny has always been and continues to be a dedicated supporter. In our last edition of Post News, the On Post staff internal magazine, we carried a competition for a jersey signed by Roy Keane and attracted a huge number of entries as well as financial donations from staff. We have been surprised by the number of On Post people across the country who already have an involvement with guide dogs through fundraising or by way of having family or friends who rely upon their many services. No other company has a social and business reach of On Post or can claim to play such an integral part in every person's life, be it through the delivery of mail or through the post office network every working day. This in turn puts an onus on us and other large companies like us to lead by example and to always be mindful of the importance of promoting inclusion and innovation and to take the time and the courage to go that extra mile when the occasion demands it. Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind operates like a true team and a national team, from the clients to the volunteers to the board and management, particularly Parig and his team. They exude vision, determination and enthusiasm, and so they get the very best out of people and succeed admirably in inspiring people to give of their best and to keep giving. And on top of that, they encourage people like Impost to become involved as well.
Sonia O'Sullivan then officially launched the book. She said it was an honour and a pleasure to be here today. "It's an unbelievable book," she said. "I had a sneak preview last night coming over on the plane. I just couldn't put it down. There are so many different stories and so many different people involved in guide dogs," she continued.
From a young age, my picture and idea of the Irish guide dogs was the dogs and the guide dog owners who the guide dogs looked after. And there's just so many more people involved that, you know, I'm learning every day, and even today just reading and meeting, seeing the people here who I read about last night. I just want to say I'm absolutely humbled to be here, because I feel that so many people just give so much time and effort to help other people and to provide so many people with independence, which is, you know, the title of the book, which is, it's just the best title that could possibly have been. I feel myself that being a sports person, and also I suppose tying in Roy Keane, independence is something that kind of led us to where we were, to be, you know, some of the best in the world. And you just go out there and you do your own thing, and that's what everybody wants to do. So to be able to provide dogs, guide dogs, for the people who need them, now also in the new program for the families with children with autism, it just provides so much freedom to people. I just want to congratulate Irish Guide Dogs, everybody involved, and it's just a fantastic book. I hope that everybody out there will buy it for somebody in their family for Christmas, because there's a story in there that everybody can relate to. And I wish everybody the best of luck, and thank you very much again for including me in this day. It's a very special day for the Irish Guide Dogs and for everybody involved. Thank you.
Following some presentations, the official launch was concluded. I managed to grab a few words with Sonia O'Sullivan before she left to catch a plane. In the midst of a noisy bookshop that was thronged with people milling around, I asked Sonia, was she a doggy person?
I'm going to be one, I think. My children are definitely doggy people. We don't have any dogs, but they would absolutely love one. And I think it's just a bit unfortunate, because of the way we travel all around the world, that we can't actually have one. But I think the more I meet the guide dogs, the more I become attached to them, and I would absolutely love them when we settle down finally.
So when you finally stop running, you'll probably get a dog of your own.
I will, and then I'll have the company out on the road with the dog, I think, yeah.
Have you read the book?
I've read not all of it, but a fair bit of it. I had it on the plane last night, and I just, what I did, I tried to read at least one story of every different type of person involved, from the actual guide dog owners to the puppy walkers, the people who go out and raise money, the people who work in the Irish Guide Dog offices. And there's just so many people in there who give up their time. And, you know, it's a lot of giving, I think, and just to support so many people who need the guide dogs.
You being from Cork would be familiar with the guide dog scene then. You would have seen them around the streets of Cork training.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm from Cove, so there's a few down in Cove now I would have seen when I was growing up. And it's something I've always been attracted to, you know. I think it's something I wanted to be involved with. And then I think, you know, when Roy Keane became involved, I thought, you know, the sporting link there was, it brought me in as well.
Well, travelling around the world as you do, you wouldn't get much of a chance to see guide dogs in other countries.
I haven't actually seen many, but I have seen, I always have fond memories of the actual guide dog collection box in the supermarket. And so anytime I see them now when I'm with my own children, and I've seen them in Australia and England, and they always want to put money in the guide dog, so I think that was one of the greatest ideas ever.
Yeah. And you mentioned there at the beginning, when the final run is, when the final lap is done and you're running, you settle down, you probably will get a dog.
I think so. I would absolutely love one. So I hope so. Yeah.
In the hubbub of a noisy, crowded room, Beth and Collins managed to snatch a few words with the author of the book, Caroline O'Doherty. Beth asked Caroline, how she was feeling now that the book was finally written and launched.
It's fantastic to see the finished product, because literally when you're going from house to house, from sitting room, kitchen to kitchen, you're meeting one person at a time, and you're just enjoying that experience of meeting that person, hearing their story, hearing what they've given to guide dogs and what guide dogs have given to them. It's actually hard then to picture that that's actually part of an overall project like the book. So when you see it all in one, you go, oh, that's what that was all about. It wasn't just having a good time meeting people and then spending time with them.
How did you first get involved in doing this book?
Well, the chief executive of Guide Dogs, Pádraic Mallin, was involved in a managerial position in the Irish Examiner, which is my day job. That's where I work full time. I'm a reporter there. And simply when the idea came up for a book, he needed a writer. So I think he went through his old contact book, and I don't know how many he ticked off before he got to me, but I just loved the idea. And sort of as soon as I heard about it, I said, yeah, let's talk about that. It sounds great. I'd love to be involved.
So you were approached and you said yes. Was that a foolish mistake or was it?
No, it was. It was, okay.
I want to find out about the amount of work in it.
Well, there was a good bit of work in it, I have to admit. But no, I may be foolish, but if I am foolish, then I'm frequently foolish, because you automatically say, oh, yes, I'd love to do that. You know, then down the line, you start thinking, what have I gotten into here? Because we wanted to make a point of actually meeting everybody, and that meant going literally from the top end of Donegal, you know, to way out to West Cork and all over Dublin. So that was an important point. I think we needed to meet the volunteers face to face and have a chat in their own setting and just find out a little bit about them. So it did involve a lot of miles and a lot of notebooks and a lot of ink, but no, I'm delighted I said yes.
So you literally, there's about 100 people in the book, aren't there?
They're just over 100. It was to be 100 and then it sort of stretched 101, 102. I think it was about 106 maybe altogether.
So that meant 106 visits to people in their homes. What did you want to get out of the interviews with the people? How did you manage to capture each individual person? Because they're all very different stories, aren't they?
They are all very different, and I have to just credit the people themselves, because, you know, a lot of people were a little nervous when they said, you know, yes, when they were approached to be involved. And I think, you know, they thought, well, I'll get away with maybe just saying I've been in the organisation so many years and this is what I do and make up a list. And really, we didn't want that, because, you know, any register of volunteers will tell you the name of a person and how long they've worked there and what they do. We were trying to get behind that and actually find it. Well, hang on, what motivates you? What do you get out of this? You know, we keep hearing, you know, in this day and age that we're too busy and we're too materialistic and we're too conscious of money and we've too big of mortgages to get involved in our communities and do something in a voluntary way. So it's actually intriguing, even from a sociological study point of view or an anthropological point of view, just to find out what drives people, what gives them that sort of volunteering ethos. And just from talking to people, I mean, their reasons for getting involved are really varied. Some people literally did get dragged in by somebody else, sort of half kicking and screaming, and then they say after a while, well, I'm delighted I did, I'm delighted you persevered. Other people just love the dogs. It's the dogs. Everything about the dogs drags them in. Other people, you know, dogs are just only a very small part of it. They just wanted, they actually, maybe it was through someone they knew with a disability, not necessarily blindness, but through a disability, and they realised how much of the disability sector out there is actually driven by and supported by volunteers. The state is there, but the volunteers are crucial input into that.
Now, the book Independence can be obtained from Eason's Bookshop or in Braille or audio format from Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind, Model Farm Road, Cork.
That was Joe Bollard reporting. If you want to get a copy of the book, you can contact Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind in their head office in Cork. Their number is 1850 506 300, or you can email them at info@guidedogs.ie. And that's it for this afternoon. We'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio 1. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie/radio1.